Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A new era of football in College Station begins this season as Mike Elko is officially at the helm. And this ain't your typical year one, folks. The Aggies have got talent all across the board and a schedule that very well may be conducive to a big year one for Elko and company. Now, guys, this is best case, worst case scenario. So let me start with a disclaimer. Let me start by saying this. This is realistic. Best case and worst case scenarios. Okay, so no 12-0, 0-12 type of deal. And also, guys, these are not predictions. Again, they are, as I said, best case and worst case. Every single college football team and college football program has question marks in the preseason, right? So best case is assuming the majority of those questions work out in the positive. Worst case is assuming the majority of those questions work out in the negative. So without further ado, guys, my best case and worst case scenarios for Texas A&M. And let's pull up the 2024 schedule, year one of Mike Elko set to begin. And guys, like I mentioned, there's no such thing as an easy schedule in the SEC, right? But not all schedules are built equally. Just ask the Florida Gators, right? And you look at this Texas A&M schedule. If you're looking for a recipe for a big year one in the Mike Elko era, you could not have asked for a better schedule. right? You got a really fun non-conference game to open things up against Notre Dame. Of course, that game is at home. You didn't have McNeese. You got Bowling Green out of the non-conference. And you also get New Mexico State. Then we look at the SEC schedule. At Florida in week three, I know nobody thinks Florida is going to be worth a damn. That's going to be a tricky game because I think at that point in the season, no matter what happens with Florida in week one against Miami, like that's going to be looked at as a must win for Billy Napier and the Gators, right? Year three of Billy Napier going up against a year one Mike Elko. Florida is going to give you your best shot, or give you their best shot, I should say. Either way, going to be a tough ball game in the swamp, especially if it's at night, okay? You got Arkansas at home. You do get Missouri. That'll be a tough one to open up the month of October, but that game's in College Station. You got LSU, but that game's in College Station. You got to go to Mississippi State. Tricky. Got to go to South Carolina. Tricky, right? Got to go to Auburn end of season. Very tricky as well. Then you close it out with Texas in that home matchup. So excited. That rivalry is back, of course, but you close it out with the Texas Longhorns. But that game is at Kyle Field as well. Now, best case scenario for Texas A&M, guys, this is assuming Connor Wegman is able to stay healthy throughout the entire season. That's a big one, right? Connor Wegman needs to stay healthy from start to finish. A&M, for whatever reason, in the Jimbo Fisher era, could not keep their quarterbacks healthy. So this is assuming Wegman stays healthy. And guys, I just say stay healthy because when he's healthy, I think he's a top five quarterback in the SEC. I really do. So Wegman stays healthy. Guys at the wide receiver position step up. I know you lost Anaya Smith, Evan Stewart, but I think that wide receiver room could be even better. I like what you have in the running back room. I like the offensive line as well, guys. So the offense is clicking, right? We're seeing big plays, offensive explosiveness, and Connor Wegman is playing like we know he's capable. And then defensively, the secondary takes a step forward. The Mike Elko effect is real in College Station. You've got the talent in the front seven. Torrion York, one of the best linebackers you're going to see in the SEC. So the defense plays up to their capabilities. And to hit this best-case scenario, guys, to hit this best-case scenario, I think Texas A&M, you got to open up big with that win over Notre Dame. You need to win that game against Florida. But guys, the only sure, quote-unquote, sure losses or games that I would feel confident putting an L next to in heavy black ink, okay? Honestly, as crazy as it sounds, because I was ready to say this game or that game, I don't know that there's a game you for sure say that's 100% a loss. Because you look at Texas, you'd think Texas would fall in that category. But guys, that game is at home. God forbid that game is at night. That is going to be an insane atmosphere. Okay? You know, LSU, what are they going to be? You get them at home. Missouri, going to be good, but you get them at home. So I don't know that there is a game on this schedule that I look at and say, Texas A&M, that's 100% a loss. Now, I'm going to say this, guys, before I give you my record projection here, best case, worst case, or what have you. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. I am admittedly going to be a little bit more conservative than maybe some others on Texas A&M. Just because, right, if you're saying the best case scenario for A&M is 10 or 11 wins, that's totally fine. But let me just point something out. This is a Texas A&M program that has not won double-digit games in over a decade. And they have been picked to do so many, many, many times. Many times they have been picked to do so. So, when I look at best case scenario, right, there's a lot of toss-ups here. Florida's going to be tough. Missouri's going to be tough. LSU's going to be tough. Texas is going to be tough. At Auburn's going to be tricky. Carolina's going to be tricky at their place. Mississippi State might be tricky. So there's a lot of pitfalls on the schedule, even though there's no guaranteed losses. My best case scenario for Texas A&M, I've got 9-3. And I know some will scoff. Some will balk at that because, heck, the over-under win total in Vegas is 8.5. Guys, until we're setting best case scenarios, until we're seeing Texas A&M break through and win double-digit games, I just don't think it's warranted to say the best case scenario is Texas A&M winning double-digit games and making the college football playoff. Guys, even in a best case scenario, it is still year one of Mike Elko. Like, there are still things to figure out, right? There are still adjustments to be made. Anytime you're in a year one, it's all about instilling your culture, right? Instilling your systems, instilling your schemes, what have you. Everything is different. And so there's going to be some growing pains there. Texas A&M's might be a little bit less than normal because the schedule works out well, got a talented roster, and Mike Elko's a really, really damn good coach. They got great coordinators as well. But there are going to be some minor growing pains. Best case scenario, 9-3. I don't know if there's a surefire 100% loss on this schedule, but there's a lot of pitfalls and there's a lot of moving pieces with a brand new coach. Best case scenario, 9-3. My worst case scenario for Texas A&M. So worst case, secondary still stinks. You miss Edgerrin Cooper on the defensive side more than you thought you would. The transfers, the loss of a guy like Walter Nolan really hurts. Offensively, Connor Wegman's inconsistent, right? You're missing some guys at the wide receiver position. You're not able to find those impact dudes on a week-in, week-out basis. And again, you look at this schedule, guys. You look at this schedule. McNeese, New Mexico State, and Bowling Green, those are three kick-in wins. So can you go 4-4 against the rest of your schedule, right? Can you go 5-3 against the rest of your schedule? What is the worst case here? When you look at this schedule, it is favorable. You got Florida. I don't care where it is. Florida's not going to be great. You got Arkansas. Who knows what they're going to be? That's at home. Mississippi State, first-year head coach. South Carolina, they're somewhat in shambles. Auburn, who knows with Auburn, right? Who knows? Who knows with LSU? My worst-case scenario for year one of the Mike Elko era, I think Texas A&M is going to a bowl game worst case. My worst-case scenario is 6-6. And again, these are not predictions, guys. These are realistic best case, worst case. So do I expect A&M to go 6-6? Not necessarily. But if some teams they play maybe are a little bit better than expected, right? If an Arkansas really takes off with Taylen Green and Bobby Petrino, if a South Carolina, right, you got to go to Williams-Brice Stadium, that's a really tough game. Auburn in year two with Hugh Freeze. So there's a path to it. 6-6, though, I think would be the worst case. This would probably mean, too, guys, you lose to Notre Dame in that week one matchup in the non-conference. Notre Dame, a good football team. That game certainly could go either way, but I think it would take a loss then to put 6-6 really on the map. So, guys, when you look at year one of Mike Elko in College Station, best case scenario, worst case scenario. Best case, I've got 9-3. Worst case, I've got 6-6. What do you see as the best case and worst case scenarios for year one of Mike Elko in College Station?
is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.